This show furnished by Taste Bud Entertainment.
Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good Sunday to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio, and a very happy new year to you. May 2018 be filled with exceptionally delicious things. As I embark on my 16th year on radio, and I thank you for your very loyal and long listenership, I hope that you will tune in every Sunday as we continue our celebration of food and the role that it plays in our lives. You can explore everything about gastronomy, the culture, the science, the history, the backstories, the deeper meanings that come together every time people sit down to enjoy a meal. This show is a place for people who love to cook and love to eat, and it's my goal to make your dishes come alive with flavor. While I am a professional chef by trade and have spent almost 20 years on television and 16, as I mentioned, on the radio, I talk about everything that feeds your soul, and I'm all about living the best life. So we'll dish on food and health, wellness, wine, cocktails, trends, tech, and fitness on this show to fuel your hunger and satiate your appetite. So please do stay tuned and do tune in every Sunday because there is delicious conversation all throughout this hour. If you missed a show, you can always find podcasts on iTunes under Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen. And my website at chefjamie.com will hopefully make you a better cook in your own kitchen. And I do hope that you'll become a friend and a fan on social, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll find me at Chef Jamie Gwen. And with that said, this Sunday, as we kick off a new year, let's dig in. I like to start off the show with a tutorial of sorts. Sometimes it's a food lecture. Sometimes it's a new discovery. And today we are beholding the meatball. Yes, it is a thing of beauty when done right. And I love the winter season for hearty comfort fare. I thought it would be the perfect time to share some meatball making secrets. The stuff that chefs don't tell you when you ooh and ah over the meatball that arrives at the table. You know the one. It's soft and moist and it melts in your mouth. Oh yeah, that meatball. Well, when done right, meatballs are moist and tender and they pack a ton of flavor because meatballs make me happy. And whether they're served on their own alongside crusty bread or on top of spaghetti, they transport us to a very content place, right? When done wrong, well, they can be dry and terrible and certainly not worthy of eating. The secret to great meatballs, in my humble culinary opinion, is plenty of other stuff besides the meat. Yes, choosing the right base is key, but you need to load it up with other ingredients for flavor and moisture. So here is how you get into meatball heaven. The reality is, in a meatball, that fat equals flavor. And if January is your lean month, I understand and respect that, although I do believe that every day in moderation and 3 bites of chocolate cake is worth it. Maybe you'll wait till the first day of February to master the meatball. But the meatball is not the time to skimp on fat. Most people will think to buy an expensive cut of meat because the price might indicate a higher quality. But the truth is that butchers tend to increase the price of leaner cuts of meat, which are more beneficial to your diet, yes, but they don't certainly make for tender melt-in-your-mouth meatballs. So I use a mix of ground beef, ground veal, and ground pork for my classic meatball. It's the beef that adds the meaty flavor and some heftiness. It's the veal that allows for that luscious mouthfeel, and it's the pork that brings in, you guessed it, more fat. Now, you have to give the meatballs some love. So the lighter, fluffier meatball has breadcrumbs and herbs as essentials. You can use the traditional Italian breadcrumb. I like the plain version because then I can season them myself rather than the Italian style. You can also use panko or what is known as Japanese breadcrumbs. I happen to find they soak up more liquid. And they create air bubbles for the fat from the meat to soak through. And that's actually exactly what you're looking for. And we'll get to that in just a second. Cheese, I got tongue-tied because we're talking about meatballs and I'm hungry. Cheese is traditional. I use Parmesan. It adds flavor through its saltiness. And then from there, you can add whatever you like to build more flavor. Fresh herbs, chopped onion. It's really up to you, as far as I'm concerned, to make a signature meatball. But the liquid in a meatball is key. And some great cooks use milk or water or a mix of both. But the secret is that it must be cold. So those air pockets that I mentioned, alluded to just a minute ago, those are essential to what is a juicy, light meatball, not one that is dense and heavy and could, you know, go from the bowl to the table and onto the floor. It's the cold liquid that bonds with the fat in the meat, and the fat stays solid before cooking, thus keeping the fat in the meatball, which is where you want it. So no matter what liquid you choose to use, milk or water or a mix of both, please make sure that it is ice cold. In fact, I'll add ice to the measuring cup of liquid, and then I'll strain the ice out as I pour it into the meat mixture. It's that cold liquid that creates those air pockets that when you cook the meatball gives you juiciness. And please don't overwork the mixture. The tighter you pack the meat, the firmer your meatballs will be. Now, I like to cook the meatballs twice to create a crust. I brown my meatballs in olive oil. You can brown them in a saute pan and roll them often, or you can roast them, or rather even broil them on a cookie sheet in the oven, which I find much easier. They do have one sort of flat side from where they sat, but I'm okay with that. They get all over caramelization, which is delicious. And then I throw those browned bad boys into the tomato sauce to finish cooking. Now, the best thing you can do for your next meatball or meatloaf dinner is test a patty. The secret here is that in order to know whether the meat is properly seasoned, you need to test the mixture. So you take just a tablespoon or so and you form a little small patty and you cook it quickly in a saute pan, and you can determine whether the mixture needs more salt or pepper. And by the way, this rule applies to lots of things. This will make your signature everything taste better once it gets to the table. The last thing you want to do is form all the meatballs and then find out later that they needed more salt, right? And lastly, I should mention that meatballs don't just have to be made from meat. They can be made from ground chicken during this lean and clean January. I happen to make a buffalo chicken slider that I think is absolutely killer, if I may say myself. A turkey meatball with crushed pineapple makes a delicious Caribbean slider. And it doesn't really matter what's in the meatball. Meatballs do make me happy. And now that I've told you all of my secrets, I'd love to know yours. Please email me, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at chefjamie.com. It comes right to me, and I will gladly reply quickly. I'll share my secrets if you show me yours. And then do check out chefjamie.com, where you'll find a recipe entitled Meatballs Make Me Happy, and you will have mastered the meatball in no time. Okay, it's on to food news now. Time for some news you can use. I don't think that tears should play a role when making meatballs or grilling up fajita fixings, although some of us do well up when we're prepping onions in the kitchen. But the world's first tearless onion has hit retail stores. It is called a sunion. Yes, and it is supposed to take the pain away. Now, coming up in another week or so, our produce guru, Robert Schuler of Melissa's, will be here, and I'll be sure to ask him about it. But sunions made their debut back in October at the produce market Association Fresh Summit, which was in New Orleans. And they were talking about it inside the produce circles, this innovative new vegetable, the world's first tearless onion. But it's actually now available to those of us consumers. Now, it has taken over 3 decades of research and development, and it is a long-day sweet onion, which means that the bulbs require 15 hours of sunlight to grow, and they're grown in the United States, by the way. But if you're wondering if this milder onion will lack flavor, it has been called by some as the best onion ever, and so I can't wait to taste it. Sunions, as they're called, have begun their first season of retail availability, so keep your eyes peeled for them at grocery stores, and then do report back on your shopping experience, because I would love to know. Now, Southern California food lovers, you're in the know. So did you know that Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores are now delivering? Oh, yes. I have long been a Smart and Final lover and shopper back in the days when I worked in professional kitchens. And I will say I am very proud once again to kick off this year with Smart and Final as a supporter of this show, making it possible. So please do shop at Smart and Final stores. But you can get your groceries delivered to your home or business from Smart and Final, where your first delivery is free, and it is available now, that delivery service, because there is a place in your neighborhood where you will find farmers market freshness with sizes large and small, club sizes too, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. Yes, that place is Smart and Final. It's all about value, convenience, and quality for me. And I love it, Smart and Final, that you can get it all. You'll find restaurant quality meats and beautiful cheeses, bulk bean bins, gorgeous dairy. I do love the produce section. There's a highlight on organics. You'll find locally sourced products. You can stock up for a party. You can find exceptional values on wine, beer, and more. And if you're looking for a better supermarket, well, then I say skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store, because you will find real savings of up to 25% every day. So find a store near you at smartandfinal.com. And do stay tuned, because we have a fantastic lineup for today's show. We are dishing on salt, fat, acid, and heat, with a woman you've heard about, hailed as the next Julia Child. She has taught just about everyone to cook, and she says that anyone can cook anything and make it delicious. She is Samin Nosrat, and she will be here to elevate your culinary skills in just a couple of minutes. Also, before the end of the hour, Julia Ross is stopping by. She has a cure for your cravings. Perfect for the start of the year, right? So don't touch your dial. There's lots more delicious conversation and fabulous food in your radio. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen, and I'll be right back. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. This week's produce pick, fresh turmeric, considered a food trend in the forecast for 2018. Turmeric is widely known as the spice in Indian and other South Asian cooking. Happens to be related to ginger. It's the turmeric root that gives food a golden color and a distinct peppery flavor, that warm sensation in the mouth. Well, fresh turmeric also has numerous health benefits known to reduce inflammation and boost energy. So, peel the root and grate it or mince it and add it for flavor and color in rice or vegetable dishes, chutneys, curries, and pickles too. You'll find fresh turmeric available in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for the Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name. Or simply order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
KFC, finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Dirty cleats, chocolate, juice boxes, that's life. A carpet that resists all that and more, that's life proof, only from the Home Depot. It has advanced stain-proof technology woven in to resist whatever life throws at it, or on it, for years. And a guaranteed low price that covers any budget, beautifully. Visit homedepot.com/lifeproof to learn more or visit a store to schedule a measure today. Life-proof carpet, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back and a very happy 2018 to you, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio. She's been hailed as the next Julia Child, a lofty compliment, no doubt. And she's taught everyone from professional chefs to middle school kids to Michael Pollan to cook. Samin Nostra says that anyone can cook anything and make it delicious. And she bases her teachings on four principles: salt, fat, acid, and heat. And her first cookbook, A Cooking School in Prose Form, really, has just released. It is quite a coup to have chef and author Samin Nosrat here, New York Times contributor and America's next great cooking teacher, as she's been called. And I am over the moon. I'm very glad to have you. Welcome, Samin. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations to you. The book, as you've defined it, described it, and instructed, is really much more of a guide to cooking than it is a cookbook, right? A manual of sorts, I would call it. And I would like to start, though, by talking about your culinary career. If you could tell us your story, give us a virtual tour, lay the groundwork.
Sure. Well, my family's from Iran, and my parents came to San Diego in the mid-1970s, and I was born in 1979, and my mom is just an extraordinary cook, so I grew up eating the most delicious Persian food.
Oh, tadik.
And also tacos.
Tadik.
And, yes, tadik. Every day, tadik.
Oh, my favorite.
It's so good. And so I didn't grow up necessarily aiming to want to cook. It was more just that I really grew up learning the pleasures of eating, which now in retrospect, I really do believe that to be a good cook, you have to love to eat. Like, there are people who don't really like food that much and enter culinary world, and I don't really understand that. So
I would
so
have
I
to
think
agree.
That was sort of my foundation. Chez Panisse is such an incredible, it's a sensual playland. You know, like, it's just every decision there has been made with such care. And,
yes.
And there's things that smell beautiful and look beautiful and feel beautiful, and everything is just sort of there to really heighten your senses and make you feel really alive. And that really worked on me. And I was an English major. I wanted to graduate and become a poet. And no one had really bothered to tell me that, like, that's not a really, like, salient career path. And so just around the time it occurred to me that I would probably have to go get a job in advertising, I was now spending more time in Chez Panisse in like walking through this kitchen. And it was so inspiring that I begged them to teach me how to cook. So I started working first as a volunteer and then as an intern and then as the garde-manger, which is sort of the beginning job. And then, you know, I worked my way up there And I'd always wanted to go to Italy, so they arranged for me to go have an apprenticeship in Italy. And so after like probably about 3 years of working at Chez Panisse and going to Italy and working with an amazing chef who sort of was a surrogate mom to me, Benedetta Vitali, and Dario Cecchini, the amazing butcher of Tuscany, who was constantly reciting Dante and doing all this work to preserve Tuscan food heritage. I came back, and the chef who had been my mentor at Chez Panisse left to open his own Italian restaurant. So I went to go work for him.
Christopher Lee.
Epilo, and,
yes.
I worked there for 5 years, and then when that restaurant closed in 2009, I just took the leap. I said, okay, you know, I want to figure out a life for myself that involves writing and cooking. So I... And by then, I had taken a class at the journalism school in Berkeley with Michael Pollan, and he was getting ready to write a book about cooking, so he hired me to teach him how to cook, and we worked together. And every week, I would bring him a different idea. I'd be like, how about, you know, I always had all these book ideas up my sleeve, and they were all really bad. Like, every week, one day, I said, oh, why don't I write about teaching this gutter punk how to cook or something? He said, those ideas are really bad, but... Pretty quickly, he noticed that I had this obsession with salt, fat, acid, and heat, and that this was sort of this, like, methodology that I was using to teach him how to cook. And he said, what's the deal here? What's the deal with the stuff? And I said, oh, yeah, I always thought I would write a book about that. And he said, there you go. There's your idea.
There it is.
That's the thing.
And you came to it through that journey. See, I think the journey is so much. I mean, we always hear about and we talk about. It's not about the destination, but about the journey. And you are a testament to that. Sheer perseverance.
For sure.
Yes. Dedication to a craft that you didn't otherwise know was your passion. And the immersion of throwing yourself into something that you seriously believe in and, you know, just crave. Maybe crave is the best word because it's such a food word of sorts. And I think that's what makes your story so passionate is that, and what's so important about it is that it really has molded and melded you to this place where you are today. By the way, if you've just tuned in, you're late because we are learning of the culinary journey of Samin Nosrat. You've heard about her. Yes, she is considered to be the next great cooking teacher in America. And her book entitled Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat has just released. It is not as much a book nor a cookbook, but more so, I call it nonfiction. It's a start to finish read, and it will make you a better cook. And it's all about the four elements of good cooking. You've narrowed it down, Samin. If we master all four, you say anyone can cook and make something delicious.
Yep. Definitely. I think, you know, so the way, thank you so much for all the kind things that you just said, but the one thing that I've noticed for myself is, you know, when I get on the phone or just in any situation where people ask me a specific question, I just take a second to think about, you know, this kind of, how do I answer this food question? How do I wrap my mind around this specific food problem? And all of the answers are there sort of from all of this experience. And I don't think that I'm necessarily some, like, genius. I just think that I have done a lot. I've experienced it a lot of times. I sat at a desk for a long time trying to figure out how to articulate this stuff. And I have been in so many different situations, from being the person who didn't know anything myself and was learning it, to all of the different kind of steps along the way where I was forced to teach younger cooks, where I was where I taught kids, where I taught all sorts of different people. And every time you have that experience, you learn a different aspect of how to articulate the lesson and how to simplify it and distill it and make it more powerful.
Yes.
So for me, I have to say, you know, when I started writing the book, I did what probably everybody does when they're new to a craft, which was I mimicked my, my mentors and my guides. And so I tried to be Michael Pollan when I first sat down to write this book, and it didn't work because I'm not Michael Pollan.
No, only Michael Pollan is Michael Pollan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But one of the things that I really, really admire about him and the way that he's able to distill these really complicated ideas into simple language that makes sense to anyone without being condescending, you know, his sort of trick is that he always takes the journey himself as a beginner. So, you know, when it was Botany of Desire, he planted a garden without knowing how to do it. When it was Cooked, he learned how to cook. So it's just, he takes you on this journey where that he also knows nothing about.
Well, and I'm going to ask you to pause there, Samin. We need to take a quick break. But
that
is the lesson. And the power of practice makes perfect. When we come back, more with Samin Nosrat and the four elements of good cooking, all about the lesson. We are kicking off 2018 in the most delicious way, making you the best cook you know, because it's my goal every Sunday to feed your soul. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. We'll be right back. You wouldn't dare touch your dial now, would you? Chef Jamie Gwen here. So it's a new year and we're back to school and back to work, and you'll need a loaf of bread for lunches or a chicken for dinner. It's a good thing Smart and Final has you covered, right? There is a place in your neighborhood where you can find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than a club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. Oh yes, that place is the new and better than ever Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores. At Smart and Final, you really get it all. You'll find high quality foods for family dinners, supplies for weekend parties, a gorgeous organics section, locally sourced products, restaurant quality meats, and more. Because at Smart and Final, I will say, it's more than just a supermarket. There is no membership fee, no long lines to stand in, and there's some really cool gourmet stuff at Smart and Final that you just can't find anywhere else. So why not make it a New Year's resolution to shop at a better supermarket? Just skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store where you'll find exceptional values every week. Like this week, 79 cents per pound for First Street chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, fresh, and a 3-pound bag of juicy tangerines, just $2.49 each. And Smart and Final is now delivering. Get your groceries delivered to your home or business, and your first delivery is free. Find a store near you and learn more at smartandfinal.com.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Los Angeles is poised to receive its largest rainfall in almost a year. Heavy rain is expected to pound damage to rain left over from the Thomas Creek and Latuna wildfires that could trigger mudslides. Heaviest rains will fall Tuesday with 5 to 6 inches possible in Santa Clarita and Malibu. A girl is in grave condition at an area hospital today after being shot in the head while talking with friends in Covina. The Hollywood Awards show season kicks off tonight with the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards. And there was one ticket sold in New Hampshire with all six numbers in last night's gigantic $570 million Powerball jackpot. The winner will net more than $300 million if the lump sum payout option is chosen. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN to 85850.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. At Hoffi, making delicious is what they do. Family owned for over 85 years, Hoffi is true to its roots and embracing the future, honoring tradition with great flavor and quality. Poffy Original Recipe Beef Franks are made with the highest quality 100% beef and the family's special spice blend. Whether you need a quick, delicious weekday meal or a hearty feast while watching your favorite teams with friends, Poffy Premium Beef Franks provide the quality and flavor you need. And don't forget Poffy Bacon-Wrapped Hot Dogs. They've put together two all-time favorites that will make everyone happy. In fact, at Poffy, that's just what they do. Poffy, making delicious, making happy. You can stock up on a variety of Poffy hot dogs at Smart & Final stores in Southern California and find recipes and ideas for dinner tonight at HoffyBrand.com. As the delicious conversation continues, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio on the theory of cooking, the secrets behind delicious dishes, all shared in the new and much anticipated release from Samin Nosrat. It is called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and it is cooking school in a book. Definitely with an extraordinary foreword by Michael Pollan and endorsement from Alice Waters. It is Samin's gift to all of us who aspire to be better cooks every day. Samin, let's pick up where we left off. I want to discuss the four elements of good cooking and your lessons. So please start at the beginning. What is salt?
So, salt is just that grain, you know, that we all know mostly in the shaker, sodium chloride. But I think throughout my exploration of the ingredient, it is really the single most important thing in good cooking. If you get your salt right, you're probably 65-70% of the way to deliciousness. And what I've noticed, what I learned actually, is that as a young cook, because I grew up in a family, my mom really believed in using very little salt. She was sort of like half hippie, half Iranian. And so she barely used any. And my aunt would come over at the table and eat dinner with us, and my brothers and I just thought it was so funny that she was always shaking salt on her food, because we had no concept of, like, what does salt even do for food? But really its main role, what it does in every sort of instance where it's used, is it enhances flavor. And yes, it does that in a lot of different ways, but
yes,
I like to think of it in a sort of a poetic way of salt makes ingredients be the most themselves that they can be.
Mm.
So it brings out sweetness in vegetables. You know, it just allows us to taste everything in its most perfect state.
Yes,
when you get the salt right.
It's heightened flavor to me. It's
exactly.
Elevation.
And so what I've noticed is for a lot of people, that means that you need to use a little bit more salt and to get to the right point where you've really, like, hit that maximum. And it doesn't mean that your food should be salty. Like, if your food is salty, you've probably used too much.
Right.
But it just means pushing flavor sort of to the very edge.
Hmm.
But sometimes it's not even about using more. It's just about adding it earlier in the cooking process.
Oh,
and
what a good lesson.
And for me, that really, really is powerful.
Yes.
With any meat, really.
Yes.
And certainly meats that are on the bone and are going to be roasted or braised.
Yes, for sure.
So you have to give salt the time it needs to really travel throughout the meat and penetrate all the way from within. And
that's a good lesson.
I like. You know, the most easy sort of example that illustrates the point is if you salt your chicken right before you throw it in the oven, then you'll have really delicious salty skin, but when you go to bite the, you know, internal breast meat or the thigh meat, it'll be bland. But
right,
if you use the same amount of salt and add it the night before, or even in the morning, or even 2 hours before,
right,
then it'll have some time to travel in, and that way, every bite will be seasoned.
Yes, it permeates. Yes.
Exactly.
For sure.
So that, I think, is a big, big mind-blowing thing for a lot of people. That
a very good lesson.
It's not even always necessarily about more. It's about
timing.
Earlier.
It's because life is all about timing. Share with us the lesson of how fat works. I want to get through all four elements.
Yeah. Fat, you know, whereas salt is really about enhancing flavor, fat carries flavor. And it also allows us to achieve a whole bunch of different textures that are so pleasing to us. You know, for me, as important as flavor is, texture in food and textural contrast are really what make it really enjoyable and exciting to eat. Like when you get those crispy, you know, breadcrumbs on top of creamy macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Or when you have, you know, like an earth-shattering cookie that you bite into that also is somehow like soft in the middle. Mm. So you get these contrasts. And that's what fat allows us to do. By using it in different ways, it gives us access to five incredible textures. So when you heat it up, you get beautiful crisp textures like on the outside of a fried food or the seared edge of a steak. Mm. You can get creamy textures through emulsions, things like mayonnaise and butter that really are rich and coat the tongue. You can get light and tender textures. In doughs, depending on how you incorporate your fat, you can get flaky or tender textures. So those beautiful shards, like when you eat a croissant and all of the crumbs crumble down your shirt, or the tenderness of a really moist cake. That all depends on which fat and how you use it. And finally, you can get lightness. Fat has a remarkable capacity to sort of entrap air and remain light, like it is in whipped cream or the whipped butter that makes cakes really light and fluffy. And so it was just this kind of wonderful discovery exploration that I got to do over the years of seeing how even butter can be treated in all these different ways and deliver so many different textures.
And then acid as a chemical reaction and heat as transformation.
Exactly. So acid is all about giving us contrast in flavor. You know, it's that tangy thing you put on top of your taco or your burrito at the last second to really bring it alive. It's about balance. That's what I say. Whereas salt is about enhancing flavor, acid balances it. And so a lot of times it's about using it earlier in your cooking. But again, just knowing when something needs a squeeze of lemon or lime will help you brighten your food and make it delicious. And heat ultimately is how we choose to cook our food. And it really is what determines the texture that we get. So, and the other sort of mind-blowing thing for me when I was a young cook was realizing that most cooks in restaurants, you know, they don't really follow recipes. They're not like, oh, I need to preheat the oven at 375 and then cook this thing exactly for 12 minutes. You know, a lot of the ovens and restaurants have the numbers all worn away from the dial. And so it's more that you're looking at what the food is doing and how it's reacting to the heat. And sometimes you need low, gentle heat that that takes tough things like beans or meat and makes them tender. And other times you need a high, strong, powerful source of heat, like, you know, cooking directly over a fire or searing something. And that's what gives us the beautiful, like, sort of crisp texture and preserves tender things like steaks that you don't want to cook too long.
I think you have proven that understanding the lessons and the principles of cooking can make anyone a great cook. Before I let you go, there are recipes at the tail end of the book. And if you were to recommend one for any of us to master your four elements of good food, where would we start?
I think the best, like the most amazing one that sort of like explodes people's minds.
The most comprehensive.
Yeah, yes. The buttermilk marinated roast chicken. You got to do it. It has acid, it has salt, it has fat, and you use heat, and you get this beautiful brown caramelized skin, and it's the most tender, tender thing. You salt the meat the night before to give it time to go all the way and penetrate. And it really, once you do that, you'll be a convert.
Okay, tonight, buttermilk marinated roast chicken. Samin Nosrat's recipe.
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night. That's right. Oh, see, making us wait. See, you're just teasing us now. Tomorrow night. Okay, Monday night dinner already planned. Congratulations to you. There is so much heart and soul in the book. And all of these years of your dedication and your education shared is really very much appreciated, and kudos to you on a continued growing career. And thank you for gracing this show. It was a pleasure to have you. Yes. For anyone wanting to be a better cook, it was my pleasure. Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, written by Samin Nosrat. It is so informative. It's being called a new generation culinary resource. And I will tell you, it is a must read. You can also very much look forward to, as I will, the highly anticipated documentary, as the book is being made into a series as we speak. And I know that's taken you around the world, Samin, on wonderful travels, and we can't wait to watch.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I can't wait to share it with everyone.
And in the interim, you can follow Samin's continued culinary adventures on Instagram, where she posts often, Ciao Samin, as in the Italian, Ciao Ciao, C-I-A-O, Samin. On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and otherwise social media too. The book, Salt, Fad, Acid, Heat. Don't miss it. Samin, please come back anytime. I'd love to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you. We do have the greatest culinary thinkers on this show, and we are kicking off the new year with a bang. There is more fabulous food in your radio right after this.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart & Final. Smart & Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart & Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Since 1877, Barilla has had a passion for making pasta. And now you can sit down to a beautiful bowl of Barilla pasta or a delectable margarita pizza at Casa Barilla at South Coast Plaza. The new fast casual restaurant offers lunch and dinner with a dozen different fresh pastas daily, panini, pizza, and Italian-inspired salads. The focaccia is freshly baked every day at Casa Barilla. The pizza dough is hand-rolled and so thin and crisp. And the spaghetti al pomodoro is my favorite, made in the classic style with crushed tomatoes and fresh basil. Casa Barilla at South Coast Plaza offers an authentic Italian experience from a family-owned company that's passionate about pasta. Casa Barilla is located in the Sears Wing at South Coast Plaza and open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Experience authentic Italian food at Casa Barilla.
I love this whole new year, new look idea.
That's what Macy's Super Weekend Sale is all about.
I hear there's thousands of new markdowns on the latest styles.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Or huge savings on specials.
Yeah, like Junior's fashion, boots for us, jewelry,
men's dress shirts, comforters.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Except old friends.
Sure, as long as you're driving.
Gee, thanks.
Macy's Super Weekend Sale is going on now. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Pamela needs a plumber from time to time, and when she does, she calls the Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond.
I do.
She posted a review online after her most recent experience.
I did.
It went something like this.
This is the second or third time we have used the Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond. And we have been very happy with the service on all occasions.
So far, so good.
I appreciate the rapid response time most of all. Both technicians Joe.
Hello.
And John.
Hey, how are you?
We're very friendly, accommodating, and knowledgeable as they completed the tasks at hand. We will share our positive experiences with our friends, family, and neighbors.
That's great to hear, Pamela. I'm Mike Diamond. I want to thank you for such a positive review. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99.
Another satisfied customer. You'll find lots of them on the testimonials page at MikeDiamond.com. Check them out and then call 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio, dedicated to great taste in 2018. So what do you crave? Is it sweet or salty? More importantly, do your cravings get the best of you? Well, best-selling author, nutrition, and overeating expert Julia Ross is exposing the real reason that so many of us can't stick to a healthy diet. Our favorite foods are engineered to be addictive. And if you're looking to resolve those cravings to make 2018 your best eating year yet, well, then this is a must read. Her new book release is all the buzz, and it's entitled The Craving Cure: Identify Your Craving Type to Activate Your Natural Appetite Control. She's sharing a simple nutritional strategy, and I will tell you, it is really an interesting and fascinating subject to get to know. Julia Ross is here, and I'm very glad to have you. Hi, Julia. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I've loved reading your book because I'll tell you, it feels like you were in my living room, like you have personal insight about
my kitchen.
About, I happen to be on, I was reading last night on the couch, so, you know, whichever room, doesn't matter. But I feel like you have personal insight to my eating habits, but so many of ours. And I think first and foremost, importantly, could we define the word craving? Because that's something really fascinating to me in your research and your prose.
Well, I'd love to, and I hope you won't mind if I take the historical perspective.
Not at all.
We never had cravings for most of the last 2 million years that we've been eating on the planet until after the 1970s. Craving being defined as the need, the obsessive need for nutrient void, high calorie, health-destructive substances. So somebody who has the occasional dessert would not qualify.
The piece of chocolate I have at night that I crave, that little square of bittersweet, does not qualify as a craving.
Not really. It's not doing you any harm. Unless it's keeping you awake, because dark chocolate does have an extra amount of the stimulant value of chocolate in it.
Interesting.
But other than that, it's very unlikely to be doing any health damage.
So the craving itself is the what we associate with a very negative effect, the continuing challenge of
weight gain,
feeding our bodies something that it doesn't react well to.
That's right.
Okay.
And at this point, 70% of us are reaping the consequences of our cravings, you know, with overweight and obesity rates. But what a lot of people don't know is that at this point, over 50% of us are also being diagnosed with some form of diabetes.
Yeah, no doubt the growing epidemic, I should say, in this country. I answered the questionnaire. I did the work. In the Craving Cure, I should let my listeners know, there's this fascinating questionnaire that allows you to determine what type of craving your brain is generating. And if we can put our finger on it, then we have a very hopeful opportunity to solve it, right? So I am a stressed craver, but would you talk about, please, the five different categories?
Sure. The first most common type of craving is type 1 craver, who is low in serotonin, and serotonin is our natural antidepressant. It's our inner sunshine. When we don't have enough of it, and we're very deficient in serotonin and the other four appetite-regulating brain chemicals at this time in history, we feel negative, irritable, worried. We can experience panic. A lot of sleep disorders come with this. And we crave particularly in the afternoon and evening as it gets dark, and at this time of year, in the dark time of the year.
Interesting. Okay, that's the type 1. Is that a depressed craver?
That's the depressed craver.
Then there's a crashed craver.
Then there's the crashed craver, meaning somebody who doesn't eat meals regularly, who lets a lot of time go by just drinking coffee without food, and experiences a significant blood sugar crash, which is often quickly followed by the ingestion of high sugar foods, which give us a big boost, but then end up with a crash within a few minutes or an hour. And at that point, we want another big boost of sugar.
Right. You have to continue on that train. The comfort craver, that's all about endorphins, right?
That's all about our natural painkillers. So when our endorphins are low, you know, we want those comfort foods. And how do we know if we're a comfort craver? Well, we have foods that we regard as our best friends, but we also tend to be oversensitive emotionally. We may be the ones who cry at commercials. so having enough endorphin is critical, you know, to our emotional well-being as well as our dietary health.
Maybe I could chalk it up, Julia, to the fact that I live and breathe the food world, but I'm sounding a little bit like all of these, just so you know.
Well, it's not unusual now, you know, in this time in our dietary history, to have all five craving types, you know, to have depletions in all five of the areas of the brain that are supposed to be generating normal appetite.
If you're a stressed craver, you crave for the relief of that pressure, right?
That's right. You know, so we're grazing while we're working on the computer late at night,
yes.
You know, trying to reach the deadline.
No doubt. And then lastly, type 5 is a fatigued craver.
That's the basically the caffeine and dark chocolate craver. looking for an up. Sometimes pure sugar can do it, you know, jelly beans. Give some people that lift of energy and focus, temporarily, of course.
So then the most important question is, how do you turn off the fatal attraction?
Well, it turns out it's very easy. The intimidating brain chemicals, you know, with names like endorphin, serotonin, gamma-aminobutyric acid, and so forth, are actually very simple chemicals that are made out of a single protein or amino acid. You know, in complete proteins, there are 20 amino acids, and we make all of our body structures out of proteins, some combination of these 20. Well, we only need 5 amino acids to correct every single one of these. So each one of these parts of the brain that is malfunctioning and generating cravings will quiet and, you know, start directing us towards healthy food if it's fed just its own special amino acid.
And I thank you. It really is an incredible read, and I commend you on your research and your clinics and all the good that you're sharing.
Thank you so much.
Truly appreciate it. Julia Ross is a pioneer in the use of nutritional therapy for the treatment of eating disorders, addictions, and mood problems. And her new book release is a must read for anyone who wants to make 2018 their best year, to curb those cravings, to live the best life, because, you know, it's my goal on this show to feed your soul, and so we're doing just that. The book is called The Craving Cure, and it grants everyone access to Julia Ross's very revolutionary approach. It starts with a 5-part questionnaire, and then it specifies the amino acid supplements that are needed to curb your specific type of craving. So start off 2018 smart. Read this book. It is called The Craving Cure, and it really is quite fantastic. Julia, I wish you all the best in 2018.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yes, thank you. And
thank you.
You're welcome back anytime. As my cravings change, I might call on you.
Well, I wish you would.
Looking forward to talking again soon. And so that brings us to the end of another hour of ever-evolving culinary landscape. Please do tune in every Sunday. Don't miss a bit of delicious conversation with me. And feel free to weigh in. You can email me anytime, jamie@chefjamie.com. And find my shameless daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. Before I thank you for listening this hour, I'll leave you with my last bite, my last ounce. or tidbit of gastronomic inspiration and conversation for this Sunday. We are eating lean and clean, of course, and so to wake up feeling healthier in 2018, you should make my blueberry quinoa breakfast bowls. I happen to love quinoa, the ancient grain packed with protein, so I make a big batch and I keep it in the fridge so that I can serve it as a side dish at dinner or at breakfast in a jiffy. Yes, it has big flavor and it makes the ultimate power bowl. So you combine the cooked quinoa come tomorrow morning with a handful of blueberries, a splash of milk, maybe a drizzle of honey or agave, and a pinch of cinnamon. And you just cook it in a small sauce pot. It takes about 5-8 minutes to come together because the quinoa is already cooked. And then you spoon it into a bowl and you top it with some toasted almonds and you have a power-packed breakfast that will keep you full till lunch. And oh, it's so delicious. I will post my blueberry quinoa breakfast bowls on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. And I will meet you here next Sunday for more scintillating conversation. I do thank you for listening. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.